Northeast Mississippi Community College proudly presents the longest-running community college podcast in the state of Mississippi, Tiger Talk. Tune in each week as Northeast President Dr. Ricky Ford talks about all things Northeast, from academics to career and tech to workforce and all things in between. It's Tiger Talk. And now, Northeast President Dr. Ricky G. Ford.
Hey everyone, welcome to this week's episode of Tiger Talk with President Dr. Ricky Ford and myself, Liz Calvary. We can't wait to share with you all of the great things going on at Northeast Mississippi Community College. President Ford, what's a recent decision or project at Northeast that made you think this is exactly why I love my job?
When you look at any time a student is successful or an employee is successful and you see them enjoying that success, and then you stop and realize that's why I love my job. And here at Northeast, I'm reminded of the vital initiatives that we have brought to life, all of which have been aimed at transforming our students, transforming our campus into a beacon of success and our institution into just a shining light of innovation. Some things that really that I'm proud to be associated with and seeing the things that happen that makes me really love my job. One of the most important things that we did in the last several years is creating our Success Center. This is just a hub of resources and support, and it's a cornerstone of our commitment to student achievement. By providing a comprehensive suite of services, we are empowering our students to thrive academically and also personally. We're setting them up for success beyond the classroom. Student success should be the first and foremost priority, and observing our students enjoy success is a joyful experience for me and makes me glad I do what I do. Twice throughout the year that I really get to see this is, first of all, when our adult ed students graduate from high school and get their HiSET or their GED. Just the sense of accomplishment by these students. This makes me even more prouder of the things that I do, the things that I'm involved with. And that's exactly why that I love my job. And to see our students walk across the stage at graduation and receive their degree or their diploma, and to see the success in their eyes and the proud moment that they have. That's why I love my job, when I see student success. You know, also our journey towards excellence here at Northeast, which is again student-centered, it's seen us embrace technology in the instructional process. By infusing modern tools and platforms into our teaching methodologies, we're not only keeping pace with the changing educational landscape, but also enhancing the learning experience for our students. This forward-thinking approach ensures that our graduates are equipped with the skills and knowledge needed to excel in a rapidly evolving world. When we see our students graduate, go to work, and achieve some type of success, that's exactly why I love my job, when I see these students successful. And in addition to this academic innovation that we've placed here, we've also placed a strong emphasis on customer service. Through the creation of a dedicated initiative, we have cultivated a culture of responsiveness, attentiveness, and care towards all members of our college community. This commitment to exceptional service has not only elevated the overall experience on campus, but it's also fostered a sense of belonging and respect among all of our stakeholders. For true customer service to happen, there must be great customer service within an organization among the employees. And also, our efforts have extended beyond the confines of our campus. We work diligently to nurture a spirit of service for the community by forging partnerships, engaging in outreach programs, and instilling a sense of civic responsibility. We are actively contributing to the betterment of society in which we operate. And through these initiatives, we're not only enriching the lives of others, but also instilling values of compassion and empathy in our students. And when I see this happening, that's exactly why I love my job. And lastly, I'm particularly proud of the working environment that we've cultivated here at Northeast, with a focus on collaboration, support, and camaraderie. We have fostered a family-like atmosphere that transcends traditional notions of workplace dynamics. This sense of unity, mutual respect, has not only enhanced productivity and morale, but has also created a space where every individual feels valued and empowered. When I hire an individual, I tell them that we recruit top quality individuals. We give them our vision as an institution. We provide them the resources to do their job. And then we get out of their way and let them do their job. When I see our employees be successful, that makes me even more prouder of our employees. And that, again, transcends transcends into what makes me love my job. I'm glad to do what I do because I believe in the transformative power of education and service. And together we're shaping a brighter future for our students, our community, and ourselves. As we continue on this journey of excellence, let us remain committed to our core values, driven by passion for learning, growth, and positive change. I would like to quote Nelson Mandela, and this is so true. Education is the most powerful weapon we have to change the world. And when I see us changing the world and changing people's lives, that's why I love to do the job that I do.
And now for everyone's favorite part of the week, can you give us an update on the Northeast news?
So we have a lot of things going on at Northeast Mississippi Community College. We've had very successful orientations. We're busy helping additional students register for the fall. A lot of our classes are beginning to fill up. So if you haven't registered for the fall semester, I encourage you to hurry up and do so. As I said, a lot of our departments are full. Our fall registration is continued, and we want to continue reaching out to students and providing them an opportunity to come in and get an education or start a pathway. Also, we're planning a student success center block party, meet and greet. This will be for Tuesday, August the 12th from 1 to 3 p.m. We'll have various different refreshments, snow cones, popcorn, water. Games will be available on the patio outside of Wright Hall. We'll welcome all new students and be available to assist them with last minute questions about the start of school. Really excited about something that we're rolling out this fall, and it's our mobile credentials. So we're trying to eliminate the old ID cards, so those will not be in existence this fall. People will be able to use their ID on their phone and also on their Apple Watch or some type of device if they can get entrance into buildings, the fitness center, cafeteria for meals, or whatever it might be, the dormitory. They'll be able to use their watch or their phone. So this mobile credential rollout is something I'm really looking forward to. Just completed a Northeast volleyball team camp. It was held Monday, July the 7th. It was attended very well. We had a lot of schools participating. Also, we're notified by the Mississippi Association of Community College Conference, the athletic conference, that several of our teams made the All-MACC Academic Teams of the Year, and which means that they were number one in their area, cheerleading, men's cross country, women's cross country, women's tennis. The women's tennis team was selected as the highest team GPA of any sports team in the entire conference with a 3.88. We're winding down our athletic summer camps over the next 3 weeks. Men's basketball is having a camp, I think, next week. So we're about to wind down all of our summer camps. We just rolled out 2025 football schedule last week. We will play 4 home games in the newly renovated Tiger Stadium this fall. Swimming pool is up and running. We have the hours scheduled for it. Tuesday from 1 to 5 p.m., Wednesday from 12 to 5 p.m., Thursday from 1 to 5 p.m., and Friday from 12 to 5:30 p.m., and then we teach water aerobics on Tuesday and Thursday from 12 until 1 p.m. Some major facility operations projects on campus and updates. Tiger Stadium drainage project is pretty much completed. Football field renovation is almost completed. Also, new goalposts, new net posts have been installed. Block retaining walls are complete. The fencing is complete. The new sod is down. Irrigation system is working fine. We're doing a lot of renovation in all of our dorms this year, and especially the lobby areas. So when people come in, they'll have a good experience when they see all the renovation work going on in their dorms. Wood Hall is being completely renovated, so we'll be moving in the new furniture the first week in August. So it will be open and ready to go. Our fitness center is doing well. We've increased the income each year over the last 5 years. So we're actually investing that money back into the fitness center. Do have some concern about our adult education program, which has experienced a funding freeze. We received notification that the federal government has frozen all previously approved funds, and this was just one day before the new program year was set to begin. So we're busy trying to get those funds unfrozen so we can still reach out to that set of students in our adult education program. Enrollment in our CTE programs are up over 12% from the same time last year. We've got 7 programs that are completely full. Our Tiger Apprentice days have been set. Interview day is for September the 30th. Signing day is November the 18th. We're in the process of closing out all of our workforce training programs for this year to begin new ones next year. Northrop Grumman has held 2 hiring events at the current campus with a 3rd planned for July. And just last week, we received a gracious gift from Accelerate Mississippi of $2.2 million to build out a lab with Northrop Grumman for our aerospace technician program. And we're thankful to Northrop Grumman for the monies that they have donated to this project. I want to announce our dorm move-in day. We'll begin on Sunday, August the 10th from 2 p.m. until 6 p.m. for all students assigned to first floor rooms in any of the college's residential housing facilities. Students assigned to second floor rooms will move in on Monday, August 11th. Those living in even-numbered rooms will move in from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m., while those in odd-numbered rooms will move in from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Students assigned to third floor, the top floor of any residential housing facility, will move in on Tuesday, August the 12th. Even-numbered rooms will move in from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. Odd-numbered rooms will move in from 1 to 5 p.m. Students are permitted to remain in their dorms once they have moved in. Sodexo Cafeteria will not begin serving meals until 5 p.m. on Tuesday, August the 12th. Northeast is preparing to begin its 77th year of operation on Wednesday, August the 13th. Do want to announce a new employee or transfer. Recognize Mr. Rod Coggin, who's been selected as the Vice President of Student Services, and he has taken over his duties on July the 1st. So that's some of the things that are going on at Northeast Mississippi Community College, our premier community college in the nation. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much, and thank you to our employees for the tremendous job that they do. We could not be who we are without our great employees. And as always, ladies and gentlemen, let's go Tigers!
Thank you for listening to this week's Tiger Talk podcast. If you or someone you know wants to further their education through academics, career and technical programs, or even continuing education and workforce, give Northeast a call at 1-800-555-2154. Tiger Talk is brought to you by Northeast Mississippi Community College. For more information about Northeast, visit www.nemcc.edu or follow the college on various social media platforms such as Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok.